بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had mentioned the hadith of Salman al-Farsi رضي الله عنه, wherein Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام had divided the month of Ramadan into three portions. أوله رحمة, the first 10 days of the mercy of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وَأُوسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ, the middle 10 days of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now we are approaching the last 10 days, about which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned, وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ, that the last 10 days are the days and nights in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to free and emancipate people from the fire of Jahannam. Ulama explain that these are the days and nights in which a person has to sign a deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, agree or make that agreement, conclude that contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will gain me direct entry into Jannah. We know on the day of Qiyamah there will be two groups of believers. One will be those who will go straight from the plains of Mahshar direct into the gardens of Jannah. They will not pass through the fire of Jahannam. And the second group, Allah protect us and save us, although they had iman, they had belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ultimately their eternal abode will be the gardens of Jannah, but they will have to go via the fire of Jahannam. Because of their deeds in this world, and their evil deeds outweighing their good deeds, they will have to first make a stop in the fire of Jahannam, and Allah knows best how long that will be for, before they can then gain admission and entry into Jannah. We know in this world also a person is traveling overseas, then he pays extra for a direct flight. So there is no stopover. One is that person who has to stop over in 2 or 3 places, and he's now got to carry his luggage with him, and it's a strange country, he doesn't have that currency, he's got to wait in the airport, the seats are uncomfortable, he's tired, he wants to get to his final destination. And one is that person who now flies directly. He has a comfortable flight, he sleeps on the flight, and when his eyes open, he is already at his destination. So we also want to go directly to Jannah. We don't want to go via the fire of Jahannam. But these are the days and nights for us to make the deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to secure our freedom from the fire of Jahannam. One point for us to bear in mind, my dear brothers, when it comes to the last 10 nights, as we all know, every person will be searching for Laylatul Qadr. And we hear about the great virtues of Laylatul Qadr, a night that is better than 1,000 months. And what a person can earn on that particular night from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith appears in Bukhari Sharif. Ubadah bin Samit radiyallahu anhu mentions that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam emerged from his room, and he was about to inform the sahaba radiyallahu anhum of the exact date of the night of Qadr. And there were two people who were arguing with one another. Some dispute had broken out. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam later tells the sahaba that I had come out to inform you the date of the night of Qadr. Allah had informed me about it. But on account of the dispute and the argument that had broken out, I was then made to forget the exact date of this particular night. And thereafter he says to them that search for this night during the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, and particularly on the odd nights. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah, one of the great commentators of hadith, has mentioned that notwithstanding the fact that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was made to forget the exact date, but he says in this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he explains that had the ummah known the exact date of the night of Qadr, then we would have waited the entire Ramadan just for that one night to come. We would have exerted ourselves for a few hours on that night, and the rest of the last 10 nights would have just gone by. A person wouldn't have made such an effort. But now that that date has been withheld, and we don't know exactly when it will be, this will spur a person on to make ibadat on every night. That a person is now searching for the night of Qadr. It could be the 21st, 23rd, 25th, so on. So this will make a person now exert himself on every night. And this is what our goal should be, that whether we find the night of Qadr or not, more important, the night of Qadr, the objective, the goal is to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person exerts himself, makes an effort. Just 3 points for us to bear in mind before the last 10 days can begin. One is, ulama explained, if we have not already done so, then now it is very important for us to draw up some sort of timetable. Regardless of our obligations and our duties, some people may have to work, longer hours, etc. We have other obligations, other responsibilities. But according to our own schedule, we draw up some timetable so that we don't waste any free time that we may have. Regardless of how much we may do, but a person knows his own schedule, how much free time he has, what his responsibilities are during the day, how much of time he can spend awake at night. So for us to draw up some timetable of our own. Secondly, ulama explain, especially when it comes to those things that will waste our time, and particularly when it comes to social media, my dear brothers, these last 10 nights, let us make tawbah from this. Let us take that courage and that himmat, especially our youth, our youngsters, that now all those social media applications, whatever it may be, even though it may not be haram, we may not be doing something that is breaking the command of Allah, but at the very least, this is causing us to waste so much of precious time. So Allah give us tawfiq that whatever social media we are using, for at least for this last 10 days, that we put a stop to this, or at least put a pause to it, so that we do not waste any free time. And thirdly, the most important thing, more than any ibadat that a person can do, ulama say, is to make a conscious effort to avoid guna and sin. Especially during these moments, ulama say, that which a person will do during these special moments, Allah will place a seal on the heart. Person goes for Umrah, Haramain Sharifain, and he breaks the command of Allah in the Haram of Makkah, Medina, then Allah will cause the entire year to come out like that. In the last 10 days of Ramadan, if a person will exert himself, he will do good deeds, he will abandon guna and sin, then Allah will give him tawfiq the rest of the year also to lead his life in this way. That example we have mentioned before also, Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was traveling between Makkah and Medina, and they were sitting in the car. It was a very hot day, so he said to the driver that please put on the aircon. So after a while they realized that the air conditioner was on, but the car was not cooling, there was still hot air coming in. And then some person looked around and he realized that one window was open slightly. So Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali then mentioned that in the very same way sin has this type of effect on a person. That a person is doing good deeds, is making tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, taraweeh, we fasting in the month of Ramadan. This is like the cool air of the air conditioner that is blowing, but the effect is not seen because the window of guna and sin is still open, which is allowing the bad air, the hot air to come in. That is why a person cannot sense and see the change in his life. So to make a conscious, concerted effort, especially during these last 10 days, that we make all effort to avoid guna, sin, those things that will earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, we will maximize and fully benefit from what is left of the month of Ramadan. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.